We were talking about small. We were talking from a small, you see, beginning stage. You see. I mean, you know, how the mind can change. You see, I mean, so, from dissatisfaction to satisfaction, you see, from suffering to happiness. So that, you see, of course, then when you detach to the whole entire samsara, of course, unbeliever, you can imagine how much happiness, peace there is. And then you see, for example, when you meditate on emptiness, you know, before I was talking, just some idea of how the renunciation happens, okay? And now the emptiness, you see. So when you meditate, you see, when you meditate on the dependent arising, when you meditate on that, then, you see, there's the immediate change, how you perceive I, okay? Your way of thinking, the view of your eye, or your way of holding the eye, you see, suddenly there's a change, you know. Before you meditate, there's a real eye. For example, I give one example. This is one technique of how to maintain on emptiness. Easy way to recognize objects to be repeated, okay? So somebody asks, or you ask, what I'm doing, or I'm sitting, or I'm listening, or I'm talking. You say that. So why you say I'm sitting? Because why you say I'm sitting? You see, why you say that? Not a reason. There's not a reason at all, except the aggregates. The body is doing action sitting. So that's it. That's it. There's no other reason at all. You see, aggregates, the body is doing the action sitting. That's it. So your mind labeled, I'm sitting. That's it. So now, when you put the reason, why I believe or why I say I'm sitting, no other reason at all. Just aggregates, the body is doing action sitting. So when you think that, the minute when you think that. The minute when you think that, you see, the real I believed before, now here, doesn't exist at all. There's great effect. You see, there's some strong I, you know, believed. There's a real I. Then now here, when you think of the reason why I'm believing this, you know, there's no other reason at all. Just one of the, I guess the body is doing action sitting. So when you think that, that real I believed before, you see, become either totally non-existent, you see that, or become so much weaker, become so much weaker. So much weaker. So the big change. How big change, you see. Yeah, God, you see. Toward that real eye, you see, big change. The way we're holding the eye, or apprehended eye. Okay? Like that. So that's, you see, when you do that, there's different view, you know? Opposite to the previous one. Total opposite. Suddenly there's change in your view. The apparent eye. You see that. Suddenly, that's not true. That what you believed before, the real eye. So you see like that. So become so much, you know, how to say, more than half, so much weaker, you know, not stronger before. Even though you don't see the total non-existent. So you can see the change. I say, You can see the change to your life. You can sense, you can see the change to you in your view, you see. Deep mind holding life. Great change. So like that. So of course, more you meditate, of course, then you realize that it's totally empty. You know? That's what comes. So even holding the eye, you see, holding the eye, oh, this really exists, this is really true, you know, this real eye, or even holding like this, you know? So from, not only from this morning, from birth, not only from birth, but from beginning, from beginningless birth, from beginningless birth, from beginningless birth, he was holding, okay? From beginningless birth, he was holding, oh, holding. That's real out there, okay? And it's real, as it appeared, which is hallucinatory, in a project projected by ignorance. So the holding that really true, see? 100% holding. This such eyes. Then the day you have a stronger guru devotion developed, definitely there's a connection to that. 100%. There's a connection. When you get some experience, definitely connected this. Well, connected when there's a stronger devotion to guru. Definitely. So that is a science of the meditation. That is inner scientist, you know, meditator, inner scientist experience. Inner scientist. You meditators, you see, and meditators, you know, the scientific experience, you see, inner scientist. So, see, definitely 100%. Whenever some strong experience happen, it's definitely related when there's a good person stronger. Those times, 100% based on that. So 100%, see. So, you know, strong purification, intensive strong purification and at the same time correctness, you see. So your way of thinking is good, you see. So definitely, you see, where there's some experience, some positive experience, you know, the meditation, the teaching, see, something, not actual realization, but some experience happen. So definitely it's connected to the guru devotion, you know, definitely. So it's not just making it up, it's not just like many other religions, see, something, you said, somebody make it up, somebody write it up, you see. Like this, you may have philosophy, you see, or something, your own benefit, because you want to achieve some power or something, then you write down like that, you see, not like that. So this is really true experience, you know. Something that happens to you, or something that happened to yourself, you see, many of yourself also, see, who have been meditating for many years, you see, so similar. So always, you know, whatever special experience, some strong experience, it's always related. It's always during the time when you have stronger devotion. It's always like that. When your mind is more positive, when your mind is kind of very, very superstitious, or a lot of doubts, and thick skull. I know this teaching. I heard this. I heard that. I know this teaching. You know, I know everything. You know, kind of like that. Kind of pride and, you know, thick skull. You know, bolded mind. Okay, it doesn't matter. You see, like, when your mind becomes like desert, when your heart becomes desert, no water, hot, dry, nothing grows, desert, you see, all like that, you see, then nothing happens. You know? Then even very effective most effective teaching. You listen. You know? You think you know. Nothing happens to the mind. So you see, suddenly, you know, you discover all of suddenly there's nothing there. Suddenly, you've been holding this from beginningless rebirth. Is it really exists? Real true? I mean, the I, there's a real I, you see, you're believing. Oh, from beginningless rebirth. But suddenly now, it's such a time when you're doing all these practices, intense purification, then you see a good, more guru devotion, rising, positive situation to the gurus. So, you see, so like this cause conditions gathered. So suddenly, you know, suddenly you discover, not there, you know, there's nothing to hold on that. Suddenly, you see, nothing there, nothing to hold on to. Suddenly you see there's nothing to hold on to. There's nothing to hold on to, you see. Suddenly nothing there, you see. So of course for some people, and then of course I heard one of the Sangha, one of the students, you see, he got unbelievable happiness and tears. You know, tears come out by joy. You know, unbelievable joy. Tears come out, you see. So the high, it's mentioned in mathematics subject for the Bodhisattvas, intelligent Bodhisattvas, when they realize emptiness, oh, incredible joy, happiness, the tears come out. Poor, the hairs from poor stand up, and like that, you see. Then the lower intelligent Bodhisattva, then unbelievable fear rises. So when this happens, you know, suddenly you see there's nothing to hold on to, there's nothing there to hold on. On that time, unbelievable fear arises. The fear, I think my guess is the fear may be different, you know, from the fear when you meet a tiger or other fear, you see. I think maybe different. This fear is deeper. You see, because here, can you imagine what you've been entrusted to? What you've been entrusted from beginningless rebirth. You live your life from beginningless rebirth, believing it's true. Can you imagine? Only now, suddenly, now you see it's not there. Can you imagine that? Oh, can you imagine that? You'll be unbelievable shock. Unbelievable fear. So this is for law intelligent. It's like that. The fear happens for the lower intelligence. So you see, very, very strong fear from the heart. So I think maybe different than other fears. So anyway, so mind definitely get experiences, definitely get change, definitely get changes. So anyway, here, When this happens, you should not stop immediately. Then that becomes a huge obstacle. You're just about to realize emptiness, okay? Just about to see total emptiness. That the eyes totally empty. Just about to see that. The eliminate this ignorance, you see. Rudra samsara, okay? This unbelievable fortune. What you going to fortune? What's happening to you to your life? See now. Then from this experience, then it's possible to achieve liberation. From this experience, then you get full confidence. definitely can see liberation. You see, free from oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma delusion. So you see, which leads to that. So you see, so must go through. You see, like crossing a bridge. You see, like crossing a bridge, do you get other side? If you went through, you don't continue to reach other side. Otherwise you don't reach other side. So you must complete that experience. You should not stop at all because of fear. That's a huge. Oh, then you see, doesn't happen that experience again. You see, for a long time. So when you, that time when all the cause conditions got together, so if you don't have the opportunity, then you see, if you stop thinking that this may not be right, because this may not be right, because thinking that, oh, because so much fear arising, because you think you are falling nihilism, because your experience is, you see, losing eye, okay? What, this is something you've been holding so precious, most important, you've been holding, you see, huh? Then numbers in the means, numbers, Buddhas, anyway, you see, holdings, most precious city, so. So now you're seeing losing that. Can you imagine? So as I mentioned before, even living your life completely on for that. Completely even living life. You see, for this eye. Always, constant death, always reaching happiness for this eye, which is not there. Always, all the time. Walk very hard. Then, when it's difficult, then you need to steal, you steal, you need to kill, other beings. So for this eye, for the happiness of this eye, you see, you do all those things, turn on virtue for this happiness, this eye. For this eye, you seek me. But it's not there. So can you imagine? So now here, you see, suddenly you see, lose, you see. So then you see, you're so unbelievable, because you're not familiar with the experience. You're not given the introduction. What happens when you actually experience what happens to you from experience? You didn't get this introduction from experience. You didn't get the introduction, or however, because you didn't know completely. You see the experience before what's going to happen. So. Have little knowledge of emptiness, but not complete idea of the experience. So then that's how the fear comes. So much fear. So you think you're falling nihilism. You're falling nihilism. You see, because losing eye, so you're falling nihilism. That see, it is very positive. It is the most important success in the life. Okay? The one most important success in the life. Okay? But it's happening. But then you don't have full knowledge about the experience. Stop. See, then you see, then it doesn't happen for a long time. You see? So, So what I'm saying is, so one must go through. One must go through. You complete the experience. Let the eye you have to let the eye completely, you see, lost, see. You must complete that experience. Then you see emptiness. You see emptiness. Then as a result, then you see the, you see ultimate truth. Now then as a result, then you realize conventional truth. See the Kunso Denpa, the truth for the obscure mind. You see. The resident, teacher, not from Baksa, but from South India, who became the Bengishi. I don't know his name. Madrid Center, our center in Madrid. So he told me that, you know, he studied well philosophy. So he told me that ultimate truth and the elusive truth. So he tried to translate, you see. Kunso Denpa, he tried to translate ultimate truth, you know, then elusive truth. So you see, related to the, truth for the absolute mind, truth for the illusive mind, truth for the obstacle mind. So gives a little more explanation. So he asked me whether it's okay to translate that illusive, absolute truth and illusive truth. That is quite interesting. So anyway, so then then you realize, as a result, the conventional truth, the truth for the mind, that the I existing, existing in mere name, millimeter by mind. So you realize that. But again, Chama Ong, the great, extremely successful meditator, he said that after 15 days, after seeing, realize emptiness, then after 15 days, then see the phenomena as an illusion or like dream. See the 15 days, but then not immediately, but you see, that's what he said. How you are? Then you see the phenomena as the eye in the middle way. You see, devoid of nihilism and eternalism. Nihilism, nothing exists, or eternalism is truly existent. Devoid of those two, see middle way. So while it is existing, merely empty mind, it is empty. Do not exist from the side, it is empty. While it's empty, it is existing in name, so that so unified emptiness and dependent arising. When you are reciting Heart Sutra, when you're meditating, if the fear comes, that's very good sign. That means your Heart Sutra, your meditation Heart Sutra is working. It's hitting to the ignorance. This is seeing, see something, the object of what ignorance believe, this real I, see. So it's some feeling that's not true. You see, some feeling that. So when some feeling happens, then fear arises. So I don't think if you fail nihilism, my assumptions, I don't think fear arises. you know, because I think nothing hit the ignorance, and nothing hit the object of ignorance, what it believes, which doesn't totally non-existent. So I think the concept, truly will be there, with nothing hit, you know, nothing hit to the object of ignorance. So there will be, you see, so the real I will be still there. That's what I think. But there's no remedy, you see, to see the object of ignorance is false. No remedy, so I would think. So anyway, yeah. My guess is, if you feel nihilism, I don't think that fear will rise. That's what I checked. But you see, so therefore, anyway, when you recite Hatha Sutta, you see, when you do meditation, if some fear rises, that's very good sign. So conclusion that, so like this, and that's because Buddha nature, that the very basic, very bottom Buddha nature. You see, our mind is not oneness with delusion, not oneness with delusion. It's temporal obscure, but it's not oneness with delusion. You see, so the ultimate nature, the emptiness, the mind, that's the Buddha nature, the potential to become Buddha. So the very basic reason is that.